USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counter-terror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only. A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least 6 dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people, ranging from age 7 to 52, were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Israel's prime minister raises eyebrows with a remark he makes at a meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying the significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power. He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says with a smile he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year has opened with Bernie Sanders in his best standing yet against the field in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's in a three-way first-place tie with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. All three are at 23% and would get a similar number of delegates out of the caucuses if they were to take place today. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has slipped in New Hampshire since November. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A San Diego Superior Judge ruled that owners of a porno website owe 22 women $12.7 million. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. The defendants were charged in federal court in October for sex trafficking crimes in connection with the website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay $4.15 million to a man who spent 24 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, the largest such payouts in Pennsylvania history. City officials agreed to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by Sean Thomas, who was 20 when he was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1990 robbery and killing. He received an automatic life sentence. Thomas, now 45, has said he was in custody on the day of the killing for an unrelated crime involving the attempted theft of a motorcycle. His murder conviction was vacated in 2017, and the district attorney's office opted not to retry the case. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.